And we return now to our top story. Two young women who went missing after they went paddleboarding off Furbo in County Galway last evening have been found alive after spending 15 hours at sea. We can talk now to John Draper, Divisional Controller at Valentia Coast Guard. John, this is a very good outcome. These women had a very lucky escape.
Absolutely, Justin. We're very relieved ourselves here, and as I'm sure the family are absolutely delighted to hear the news. Just there after 12:30 this afternoon, they were recovered, spotted by the fishing vessel Johnny O, just 2 miles southwest of Inishere. A long time to be at sea overnight. They were obviously able to keep afloat for the night on the paddle boards, and that was certainly a factor. Challenging, though, through the night. As I was saying earlier on, the conditions were reasonably warm, sea conditions around 15 degrees, but if they were immersed in the water, that would have been possibly a different story altogether. They did very well, and I believe they were clinging on to a lobster pot. I've just heard that now myself.
And do we know how they are now?
It looks like they're okay. I'm sure they're shook, and they're very cold. They're being brought into Galway University Hospital by the Waterford helicopter Rescue 117. So we're hoping they'll be okay. It looks like they will be okay. We were very lucky through the whole night. We managed to keep the search going all night. We had able to keep three helicopters in the air, through one helicopter at a time, using three helicopters through the night and then up to lunchtime, with the Coast Guard boats, search team shore, and then also the RNLI vessels as well on scene. So a great search effort all around. We'd like to thank as well all the voluntaries involved in the search last night as well.
And these two young women, they were out an awful long way when they were found, weren't they? Are you surprised by that, how far they drifted out? We were told earlier in the programme that it was some 17 miles from where they started.
Yeah, I mean, they started up in Furbo, north of the extremity of Galway Bay, and we did hear a report that they were paddling out, direct out from the shore in Furbo yesterday evening, I think around 6:30 or 7. That's a long way away from Furbo, and the fact that possibly the force 3 northeasterly would have brought them in that direction, but over a very long period of time. Obviously, if they had communications or if there was a flashlight or anything like that to attract attention, certainly would have narrowed down the search and sped up the chances of them getting found earlier. It's a long way off. It was an inflatable paddleboard, so I suppose the wind driven current then would have pushed them further and quicker in that respect.
Okay, and I mean the fact that they spent so long in the sea as well, it is. I mean, it's quite grueling to spend that length of time in the sea, isn't it?
Absolutely. As I say again, I think the fact that they were above on the surfboard certainly helped a lot. Cold water immersion over that period of time. If you're just in your swimming togs with a life preserver on, the survival charts would say 13, 14 hours, maybe 12 to 14 hours, and then you may double that then in your search effort, double the time, so you'd be looking at 24 hours, and you'd be very lucky if someone was to last that long in the swimming togs, even at that temperature.
Well, congratulations to you and to your team and to all those involved in the search. John Draper, Divisional Controller at Valentia Coast Guard, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at 1.